You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. High-paying STEM jobs continue to go unfilled here in Idaho. That's according to the Idaho STEM Action Center, which released updated numbers to the legislature last week. STEM, if you're not aware, is short for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But with more computer science teachers and students interested in this field, will that storyline change soon? Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Angela Hemingway of the Idaho STEM Action Center. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, first off, how long have you been tracking these unfilled STEM jobs?
So we first started tracking them in 2016.
And have we seen them go up since 2016, stay steady? Where are we?
So in 2016, we had about 3,800 unfilled jobs. And this year we reported just a little bit over 7,600. So we have seen the number continue to grow.
Well, almost double in that amount of time.
Correct.
So when we talk about these jobs, we're not talking just about typical jobs. I mean, these are many of them high paying jobs.
High pay, high demand. Absolutely. Yeah. But not all of them necessarily require a four-year degree. I think that's definitely a myth that we're working through. Certainly, CNAs right now are in incredibly high demand, a number of technician-type jobs, so be it radiology tech or nuclear tech. So there are a variety of jobs that are out there, and a lot of IT support is also needed.
Why are they going unfilled?
Well, I think one thing is, as you know, and everyone knows, Idaho is leading the nation in population growth, but we also have vast economic growth. So in fact, in 2019, STEM jobs grew at a 4.4% rate compared to non-STEM jobs at a 2.8% rate. So we have massive job growth that's happening in our STEM sector. And in fact, by 2026, just 6 short years away, it's anticipated Idaho is going to have about 19,000 new STEM jobs. That doesn't include those who retire or move out of our state. So really, it is just a robust industry right now in our state.
So you mentioned like CNAs, tech jobs, but are there companies in particular that need workers that have not been able to fill these STEM jobs?
Especially some of our startup companies are definitely struggling to find a workforce. We have a really strong entrepreneurship community here in Boise. And so opportunities, especially for students coming straight out of college, really do exist. And actually, IdahoWorks.gov is a phenomenal site that will list all of the opportunities that are available within our entire state.
You know, some people might think that this is a good problem to have, right? That you've got so many jobs going unfilled and we have so many people moving here. The opposite could really be said, though, in the sense that this has an economic impact on our state. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those unfilled jobs, Idahoans missed out on over $500 million in personal income, and our tax revenue was down by about $27 million. So this definitely has an economic impact. We also need to show our businesses that we're serious about developing our own homegrown STEM pipeline. And we do also have some data that over the past 2 years, enrollment of our students in post-secondary courses in Idaho has grown. And it's actually grown by 2.8%. By 2.3%, not quite matching the 4.4% STEM job growth. So we do need to continue to work to enhance our own homegrown pipeline and also ensure that individuals that are moving to Idaho recognize that these opportunities exist as well.
And because I would think that there could be a potential issue in the sense of if you have these startup companies or even big companies like HP, Micron, just to name a couple, that if they can't fill these jobs here in Idaho, will they potentially A, go elsewhere, or B, they're not going to look for those homegrown folks because they haven't been able to find them?
I think you're alluding to a challenge that we certainly could face in the future. And that's why we really are laser focused on providing opportunities for educators to get training and skills they need to be able to really start kind of working with the students that they have in their classroom. So for example, over the past 2 years, completed school years, we've seen an 11% increase in the number of secondary teachers teaching computer science in our state. 11% more educators are offering opportunities to our students. And as a result, an 18% increase in students taking computer science courses. So by providing a highly skilled, trained educator, that allows our students to have opportunities that they may not otherwise have.
And go back to what you said in the very beginning of this interview, is this myth that you must have a four-year degree in order to get one of these higher paying STEM jobs.
Yes, that is a myth.
That's a myth. So you need some type of training. Correct?
Many of these jobs will require some type of training after high school. So the high school diploma is absolutely key to being able to enter into a potential STEM field. And then more than likely, they will need some additional post-secondary training or at least time as an apprentice where they work with a plumber or an electrician to gain those additional skills that they need to move into the STEM workforce.
But that's something I think that you're so right about, that when we think of STEM jobs, I think a lot of people tend to think of engineers, computer programmers. I mean, these are, you know, traditionally jobs where you need to go to a four-year university. That is not the path for some people. So they need some training, but they can still have very good careers.
I think you're exactly right. And I think another layer we could add in there is military experience as well. I think valuing the experience that our military folks get when they come back is absolutely invaluable. And so respecting that there is a variety of pathways mm-hmm. to entering a STEM career and that not all of them require some type of four-year university degree.
We're talking with Dr. Angela Hemingway. She's the executive director of the Idaho STEM Action Center, talking about these unfilled STEM jobs here in Idaho. When you talk about these secondary education teachers who are now teaching computer science, and then you see more students taking the classes, but also then potentially going on maybe after high school in some way, whether it's a two-year degree, four-year degree, you know, in these fields. So I would think that we need maybe to educate more of our educators so that they have the skills to help fill those jobs with the students that they see every single day.
Exactly. A single educator, like myself when I was in the classroom, we can see as many as 208 students per day. So really, we can have a significant impact. And that's why we focus so much of our budget on training. And so, for example, we have an educator externship program that just opened up right now. We are looking for teachers who would like to work for 5 weeks in an Idaho business. So many teachers are like me. I went to high school, I went to college to become a teacher, and I became a teacher. And my private sector work experience is incredibly limited. But giving a teacher an opportunity to work at the Microns and the Counts and the T-Sheets and all of these companies, Idaho Power, to really get a sense of what goes on in the workforce and the complexity of some of our businesses, we think is a fabulous opportunity. So we've got educators ready right now or that can go in and apply to our teacher externship program. In the next couple of weeks, we have another training opening called iSTEM. We will have 37 different workshops, four-day workshops throughout the state in the month of June that teachers and educators in school and out of school, our librarians, our after-school program educators, they can actually engage in this four-day training and learn some new skills that they can then translate into their educational setting.
I have to say, and this might be just very naive of me, but I've never really thought about this idea of if we have more teachers teaching this hands-on knowledge, how it translates to these kids then going on to college. I mean, simple things like, computer science. We do talk about it, but when you give us those numbers like you did, I mean, that's a significant difference in these. You know, potentially educating these younger kids so they can then go get these jobs.
Yeah, educators and parents are really the front lines to helping students understand what potential jobs exist in their communities and helping them find pathways to move forward. And in fact, the State Board of Education is working on a brand new website called Next Steps. They're updating it and enhancing it, and it's going to be a phenomenal website for students, parents, educators to be able to kind of help guide students as they make these life-changing decisions mm-hmm. and move on past high school.
Bottom line, what do you want people to know about the impact of these jobs going unfilled and what that looks like for our state?
Well, as you alluded to, we really have to find homegrown solutions, Idaho solutions, to fill these jobs. We don't want to see companies choosing to leave. I think that definitely is something we need to keep an eye on. And we want to ensure companies that are moving here that we are really mindfully creating this homegrown workforce. So we're doing it. We're starting to see the numbers push upwards. And that is a trend that we'll be watching and monitoring over time. And, you know, we are working to create that workforce that we know our employers so desperately need.
And that the jobs are available.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good paying.
Very good paying, which kids like to hear that. We've been talking with Dr. Angela Hemingway, the Idaho STEM Action Center, talking about unfilled STEM jobs and what the Action Center, along with others, are doing to try and work through this issue. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.